This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Later in the show, we have an exclusive interview with the husband and son of Mary Knowlton, the 73-year-old woman who was shot and killed in a police demonstration last year. We'll also talk with a biologist whose life's work looks beyond the beauty of flashy orchids and instead focuses on the microscopic fungi that pair up with the air plants to enable them to bloom. But first, Healthy Lee is a partnership that started a decade ago with the plan of increasing the quality of life in regards to health through a number of strategies and partnerships. The project endeavored to increase access to primary care physicians to avoid trips to the ER, to help people manage chronic diseases better, even migrating medical information to electronic data for ease of access when transitioning in care settings. But perhaps the most nebulous initiative in the multi-pronged plan was the healthy lifestyle section. These are the things that are up to an individual, things like tobacco use, obesity, and prenatal care. This is the part that needs public buy-in, and while infant mortality rates and low birth weights are showing improvement, as well as fewer people using tobacco, obesity rates are a little more tricky. Initially, from 2007 to 2014, the number of people considered obese grew only slightly, from 23% to 24.8% of the population, still well under the national average of 28.5%. But the latest report shows 31.2% of people in Lee County are in the obese category. Here to talk with us about why and what Healthy Lee can do to try to convince people to shed the pounds is Justin Klein. He is the manager of Lee Health Wellness Center. Thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you for having me, Julie.
We are talking about increasing obesity rates in Lee County in spite of efforts by community leaders to encourage more healthy lifestyle choices. Are you fighting the battle of the bulge? What do you think would help? Do you have a question for our expert in wellness? Give us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCO. So, Justin Klein, you're there with the Lee Health Wellness Center, and this latest information that we have from the 2017 Healthy Lee Report shows that after a decline in obesity rates for a little bit there, by 2014, Lee County jumped in the last year to more than 31% of adults being considered obese. And that compares with 26.8% of Florida as a whole. Does it surprise you that these numbers moved like that?
Not really. I mean, when you look at, one, the population increase that we've had as well, people moving down here, it kind of makes sense that people outside of the area coming in may have, you know, caused that to increase a little bit as well and helped that to jump. But you know, the surprising of how much it has, yes, a little bit, but it, you know, kind of going along with the trend of the nation as a whole.
Yeah, so maybe we're importing some obesity with people moving into the area?
Yeah, it could be a little bit.
A little aspect of it. And then also an aging population. I know that as we get older, it gets harder to lose weight. When we talk about obesity, what does it really mean to be obese? What makes people what puts them in that category?
So there are a few factors that cause people for obesity. One thing, when we look at BMI, which is your body mass index, the ratio of your height versus your weight, whenever that is above 30, you're looking at obesity. And then there is also a body composition, which is your body fat percentage versus your fat-free mass. And also, whenever that reaches over a certain percentage, we have, overweight, obesity, and then we also have multiple levels of obesity as well.
So it's different. I mean, I guess it changes from person to person. So maybe somebody has, I don't know if big boned is used anymore, but then you have people that have a little bit more muscle mass, but then a lot of fat on the outside of that. Would that impact their consideration for obesity?
So it could. I mean, when we were looking at BMI, which is one thing that is, you know, regularly used and has been used for a long period of time, muscle mass can play a part in that, because when you're looking at that, it's only a measurement of, again, you know, a ratio of your height versus your weight. So if somebody has is very lean and has a lot of muscle mass on them, then according to that BMI, they could actually be considered overweight or obese. But whenever we look at something such as your body composition, which again measures the difference between your body, you know, body fat and fat-free mass, that can tell a completely different story.
Yeah, it's really variable. So just the number of height versus weight really doesn't take that much into consideration.
No.
We have a call coming in from Lisa in Fort Myers who has a question. Lisa, what would you like to ask?
Hi. My comment and question is about the walkability of Lee County. I'm in Fort Myers right now, but I live in Cape Coral, and a lot of the neighborhoods don't have sidewalks, which makes it less likely that people get out there and move. So I was wondering what y'all are doing to work with the cities or counties to improve the walkability.
Okay, that's a great question. Justin, do you have anything on that?
Yeah, so I know that we had just received, or we are working with some of the state capital and representatives through there to be able to include a walkability, not only walkability, but also safer streets and also a bike path as well to be able to increase that. Because, you know, studies have shown the more walkable an area is, the less or the lower the obesity rates tend to be.
Yeah. And then again, socially, there's a big effort to get people to be body positive and to avoid fat shaming. And there are a lot of emotions that come up when a doctor has to tell a patient that they're overweight. Is there any way for a person to be healthy but then still also be big?
There is. I mean, some of the things that we look at within the health system, and one thing that we have the opportunity to be able to do is taking a look at blood labs. So whenever you get your blood labs, we're able to take a look at cholesterol levels and multiple other levels as well that are going to tell us what's going on the inside rather than just kind of taking a look in the mirror, because you don't have to, it doesn't have to be somebody who's, you know, very muscular or somebody who's even thin to be healthy. There are a lot of people who are thin who, whenever you get your blood labs done, that they're not exactly the healthiest people.
Yeah, that it's kind of hard to tell by just looking. Do you see people confusing the aesthetic issue with real life-threatening health issues, though, in that maybe they've given up on ever wearing a string bikini again, but then they lose sight of the risk of diabetes or heart disease?
Yes, definitely. That's a big confusion that's right there. And that's one thing that we do try to work on is the education part of it, that, you know, you don't have to be the thinnest person in the world, or that you don't have to be extremely fit to be healthy.
So you said that there's education that needs to happen when it comes to obesity, and part of it's dealing with misconceptions. What are some of the misconceptions that you're seeing at the Wellness Center here locally?
We have a lot of people who do come in through all walks of, you know, through all different backgrounds. Some people will come in with very little exercise and coming through needing a little bit of help. And some of those misconceptions that we do have is that, you know, they may have been to a local gym, or they may have been to a local facility and seen all of these people who are in there exercising. It was intimidating to them. So they get that misconception of, oh, no, you know, I'm not as fit as this person, or even looking through magazines on what they see through the different advertisements and thinking that that's an optimal goal for them, when really, you know, based on body type, based on everything like this, that may not be something that's completely attainable for them. So one of the things that we work on with our educated staff is we work on meeting them where they are. We're able to let them know, hey, you know, that's a great goal, but let's go ahead and take a look at what your body is and how your lifestyle is and what's going to work best for you to be able to get you into a healthier lifestyle.
It's just hard when somebody is obese. They're already looking in the mirror and they're not feeling so great. They go to the gym, they see everybody that's all muscle-bound gym rats, and then they think they're going to have to starve themselves. How do you suggest people just get started?
Well, one of the great things to get started is really talking to – we have a great a great staff member here that is a lifestyle coach. That lifestyle coach, what they do is they really work on taking a look at, hey, where are you at? What are you doing? And let's meet you with where you are. Because every person is going to be completely individual and at a different point in their life. So being able to find out your why and find out get to the root of the problem of what exactly is causing the problem and what happened to and how did you get to where you are right now. Being able to get into a dietitian, to a registered dietitian that's going to help you work with the foods that really help or that would affect your body. because, you know, the way that food interacts with everybody's body is completely differently. What may happen with my body is going to be completely different than that person that's next to me.
Which is what makes it hard, because here in 2017, we're swimming with information. And when it comes to health and diet, you can hear really conflicting advice. Some people say avoid all sugar and animal products and eat nothing but veggies. Others say you need to eat nothing but meat and avoid starches and carbs. How do you help people put this healthy diet puzzle together? Are certain people going to respond better to the no starch and carb thing, and then other people are going to respond better to going vegetarian?
Yeah, certain people will. You know, a vegetarian option or a vegan option isn't something that is going to be suitable for everybody's lifestyle. Same thing with if you're looking at like something like a paleo diet or a carb-conscious diet where they're looking at reducing those carbs or reducing those weights. One of the biggest things is metabolic testing. Metabolic testing really kind of helps to find out where your body is using where your body uses energy and how it uses energy based on macronutrients. And the dietitians, getting involved with them is very important because they're able to kind of test out and see, hey, we can see that your body is actually going to interacting with this type of or this style of a food in one way, when let's go ahead and see an alternative of where we can still get those calories that we need, but so that it's good with your works with your body.
So where do you get metabolic testing at?
Right, you can get that within the health system, and then we are working on being able to make it a little bit more accessible as well. Currently, it's I want to say you might be able to even get it at FGCU, but we as a health system, we're working on making that a little bit more accessible.
And once you get that, you can kind of figure out how your body handles what you're consuming?
It lets you know on how your body burns calories. And what percentage of calories that your body burns.
And then what is being stored on your thighs?
Not necessarily. this would be able to tell us... the percentage, say with your macronutrients, you know, you have your carbohydrates, your protein, and your fats. Those are your three macronutrients. It would be able to kind of tell us roughly about what ratio that your body burns those calories based on each individual.
That is really interesting. Well, we're going to have to leave it there for now because we've run out of time, but I want to thank our guest, Justin Klein, with Lee Health Wellness Center. And also, if anybody would like more information, to definitely check out WGCUnews.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
After this break, an exclusive conversation with the family of a woman whose shooting death shocked the community of Punta Gorda. Mary Knowlton's husband and one of her sons sits down with WGCU's Michael Hirsch to speak for the first time publicly about the incident and the trials that followed. I'm Julie Glenn, and this is Gulf Coast Live. We'll be right back.